Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chico Sammon. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bertena. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Frank Bertena. And now, play ball. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Sims moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball towards right. Davalillo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davalillo. McMullen moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Siebert. McMullen moves to third. Epstein moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Brown reaches second base with a double. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Casanova moves to second. One out. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine strikes out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Bosman now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards second. Coggins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Unser fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Unser. Salmon moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Alves moves to second. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-0 in the game. Coggins strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Dick Bosman. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Two outs. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Dennehy now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third, in foul territory. McMullen races over to make the catch. He throws to first to double off Davalillo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Dennehy covering, for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Knowles. Alvis moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a line drive into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to third. Two outs. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brinkman scores. Stroud moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Brinkman now playing shortstop. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Horton reaches second base with a double. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Tony Horton. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper bunts towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Coggins covering, for the out. Nelson moves to third. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nelson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Willie Smith now playing first base. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Howard reaches second base with a double. Joe Coleman pinch runs for Frank Howard. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Coleman moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Hank Allen pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Epstein moves to second. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Bowens now playing left field. Hank Allen now playing third base. Ken McMullen now playing shortstop. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stroud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stroud scores. It's Indians, 4, Senators, 4. Billy Brian pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Unser steals second. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Unser moves to third. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-4 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Lee May now playing left field. Tommy Harper now playing second base. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Epstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davalillo moves to second. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-5 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal pinch hits for Hal Kurtz. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-4 in the game. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy Gramley now pitching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens strikes out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Epstein hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stroud hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Stroud reaches second base with a double. Coggins scores. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.